Lift up your hands and let's worship him. Whether the enemy likes it or not, Jehovah has the final say. There are so many times in your life you will see your God turn it around. There are so many times. A testimony I am receiving. A lady who's what is due to her has been delayed maybe, I don't know, for how many years. Many years. In terms of official promotion, all of a sudden, Jehovah arrived, turned it around. That is not the most important thing. She's trusting God to be married. And she's like around 60. Her husband also arrived. At the same time, who told you it is too late with God? Hey! At the same time, I have not even processed the testimony yet. He says, sir, this is drastic. This is dramatic. When 60-something-year-old is getting married, that is like drama. But it is in line with the scripture that said, when God turn again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Somebody believe God is turning around your captivity. Shout the loudest, amen. The praise and the honor. We worship you. We honor you. Lift up your right hand. Let's worship. Only He can do this. And you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to deal. You are Alpha. And Omega, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You are. Upon this service tonight, let not one person live here the same way they have come. Let the heavens open. Let joy flow. Let life flow. Let strength flow. Let help flow. In Jesus' precious name. Please take your seat. You are my master, you are my king, you are the fountain that flows with love, you are my maker, my everything, and I walk. Keep you for life, oh Lord, that I worship you for life. You are my master, you are my master, you are my God,
you are my God,
you are the fountain.
You are the fountain
that flows with life, that flows with life. You are my maker,
you are my maker,
my everything, my everything.
Yeah.
16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand. Forever. Somebody say amen. Your joy and your preservation is the subject tonight. The link between your joy, your preservation. Please reduce the echo. And the objective is just straightforward. Understanding the connection between your joy and your preservation. The first statement I'm about to make, it's one of the most important statements you will hear tonight, hear this month, hear particularly in your life's journey. Battles in life are either won or lost before they are fought. Say that again. Battles in life are either won or lost before they are fought. The battle hasn't happened, but it was already won in some people's cases. The battle hasn't happened, but it was already lost in other people's cases. There was one Goliath and the army of Israel and the army of the Philistines. Israel lost the battle before they fought Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. Back to already lost. Not yet fought. They fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel, to undermine Israel, to belittle Israel, to emasculate Israel. Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him. Israel, King Saul, already lost the battle before Goliath. But one man won the battle before he fought. His name was David. The next verse, 26, 1 Samuel 17, 26, the very next verse. And David spake to the men, while others were running in defeat, David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who killeth this Philistine? And taketh away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? People are talking of surviving the man. Someone else is talking of killing the man. And in verse 45 all the way to verse 47. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. He hasn't fought yet, but he has won. And I will smite you, take off your head from you. I will give the carcasses, not just your carcass, the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Woo! Battles are not won on the battlefield. They are won before the battlefield. And I said, battles in life are either lost, won, or lost before they are fought. Victory happens before the battle. The battle only reveals the victory that already happened. Somebody asked me many years ago, he said, as you were stepping into ministry, what did you plan to do if the ministry didn't work? I said there was no plan, because it was working. It must work. No plan B. It's like crossing the bridge and burning the bridge. It never occurred to me, could never occur to me, not in the dream. By his mercies, we are not shocked at anything we see. We would be shocked if we didn't see them. By his mercies. Stepped into marriage. Came from a background where marriages, that is what you call marriage, did not exist. Is there any Igala person here? Well, there are plenty here, right? We are from a place where polygamy is like water. In fact, metagamy, multigamy. That is, five wife, very normal. 10 wives. No, that is range. One man I used to know in the village in those days, he said, they call it marriage. And that a genigala means two. That is minimum, married two. That is his theology. The man is not alive anymore. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, but I vowed with a determination that I will have a marriage that is a model. That is before I ever married. Because there are times where young men are afraid to marry because of the marriage they see. Very soon we shall organize a seminar titled Marriage. Is it worth it? The next few weeks. Am I communicating? What I saw as a child, my children will never see it in their dream. And what my mother saw, my wife could never see it in her dream. That was a determination of a young man before marriage. That is, if marriage was to have a problem, the battle of it was won before it started. I don't know what it is you have that is an issue in your life today. I declare that battle over right now. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Lift your right hand and say, that battle is won. Take your seat. Many years ago, a man brought his sister to me. This will be like 17 years ago, thereabout. He said, my sister is HIV positive. He said, Pastor, I want you to please help me pray for my sister. I don't want her to die. Said, I believe that this girl must live. He said, if they say there is no cure for HIV, because of her, they must find the cure. I saw the passion of a man for his sister. Hands were laid on that lady. 17 years ago. She's alive, hale and healthy till tomorrow. Member of this church till tomorrow. A judge met me many years ago. He said he has been a judge for 35 years, close to 40 years. He said he has never collected one naira as bribe on any case. But he was sitting over a case where culpable homicide, I think somebody killed someone. And then he was about to sentence the people, and then they came with occultic and witchcraft and all manner of things. That if he wants to start writing on the case, his hands start shaking. He said, Pastor, pray for me. If I have ever taken bribe on any case, let their charm work. He said, but if I have not, he said, walk over. Pray with me in agreement. I prayed with him. That devil ran to hell. He won the battle before he fought it. Am I communicating at all? If the battles must be won before they are fought, there are forces that must be in place. What? Take your seat. Internal forces. If you must weather the storm before the storm arrived. If you must break the battle before it arose. Forces must be in place. One of those forces is the force of enthusiasm. Excitement. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, excitement, optimism, rugged faith. You are enthusiastic. You are vibrant. You are energetic. You are a mobile, moving bundle of energy. You are not a victim of lethargy. You are not pessimistic, wondering what is possible. Enthusiasm, excitement, joy, optimism. This must be in place. Somehow I've interacted with a couple of people. And I've seen all manner of people who won by enthusiasm, excitement, optimism, faith, restless. You win the battle before they arrived. You know, trouble looks for the trouble of timid people. You see it in primary school class. That child that is always, you know, afraid of trouble is the one everybody is looking for his trouble. You see it in primary school. If I stopped here tonight and I say, go and be enthusiastic, be optimistic, be vibrant, be effervescent, one pastor said he gave somebody work to do for him, and the person, I think an architect or something, began to shout at him for no reason. He lifted his voice and said, shut up! You need shout? I shout for a living. Shouting is part of my work. Sheep has entered the body of the man. I want somebody to give a 30 seconds energetic victory shout. 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 Hold on. Do you know that the shout of the lion is a survival strategy? The roar. Listen. Lion paralyzes their prey with the shout. And then the jackal and the dingo is wee-weeing and pooing and weeping. It also uses it, that's right. It also uses it to maintain territory. Territory. I am here. I am alive. I am well. This place is not vacant. It's occupied. The king of the jungle is here. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the link, therefore, between your enthusiasm or excitement, combined together, call it joy, and your preservation? How does joy, enthusiasm, excitement preserve your life? Number one, joy, and in bracket means enthusiasm plus excitement, establishes God's presence. It establishes God's presence. In thy presence, it establishes God's presence, and God's presence guarantees man's preservation. Complete equation. It establishes God's presence, and God's presence guarantees man's preservation. In thy presence, we read earlier on, is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. Anything that takes you into God's presence took you into preservation. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 27 connects joy and God's presence. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Gladness is located, gladness which is joy, is located in his presence. His presence gives you joy. Joy guarantees his presence. God is never the companion of the gloomy, the companion of the sad. Heaven has zero room for sadness. Zero. And if joy takes you into his presence, what does his presence do for you? Psalm 27 verse 5 and 6. He said, in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. His presence hides you. He will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. I possess joy. I am established in his presence. I am established in his presence. I dwell in safety. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Psalm 23 and in verse 4 and in verse 5. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. And if you are very sincere, beloved, you know that joy makes you feel God. And the feeling of God's presence around you is a seal of preservation already. If you are also very sincere with yourself, you know that time you are depressed, you can't feel nothing around you. You feel nothing, no presence. That is number one. Joy establishes God's presence, and God's presence guarantees man's preservation. Joy keeps you in his presence. His presence keeps you out of danger, away from danger. Number two, joy, which again is the combination of excitement plus enthusiasm, guarantees strength. And strength facilitates victory in battle. Joy guarantees strength. And strength. And then when I have finished joying, the Lord God becomes my feet. Like the feet of a mountain goat. That's hind feet. That can stand on the mountain almost at 90 degrees. Feet that hooks the mountain. Upon my high places. Beloved, joy, the true life, depression deprives of energy. It deprives of strength, energy, spiritual energy, physical energy, mental. Enthusiastic people are energetic people with momentum. They move like a bulldozer that has no brake. That is why I like to charge up myself, charge up my life with joy. Permanently charge my life up with joy. My wife, my children around me, they are always laughing. Always. I charge them up with tonic of laughter and I we laugh together. I laugh together. Yesterday I met Dr. Mr. Nenche with some people gisting and they were laughing. And I entered the room laughing. Please tell me the topic of the laughter. Let me join. Please, what is the topic of the laughter? I want to join. The people around could not believe what they were seeing. I just finished healing service. So I heard people laughing. Please tell me the topic of the laughter. I want to join. It's better that way than to tie down your life with tension. Don't waste it with depression and frustration. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. If there is something making you angry, look for something that will make you happy. I'm telling you the truth. Where you are, no matter what, how you look at it, is somebody's prayer point. What you are calling a challenge is somebody's testimony. What you are saying, see where I am, is somebody saying, Lord, can I be there? Am I communicating at all? It's better that way. It's better that way. It's better that way. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The other day I was talking with my daughter and I was mentioning the names of some pastors. Oh no, she was asking and we're talking about, oh, how is this person? I said, it's fine. How is this person? I said, you know all these people? You know their names? You know all of them? It means I'm not too older than you. It means, well, our age is not far from each other. He said, Daddy, Abba, you are my father. You know the people I know now, we are almost the same age. Hallelujah. See, I have one life. I have vowed to enjoy it. Stand on your feet and shout it. I have one life to live. I must enjoy it. And I declare today, everything that has put your joy under pressure, it is cursed now. If it is a sickness, if it is a disease, if it is a spell, if it is a curse, whatever says you should not smile or rejoice or celebrate your God, I declare they are cursed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy guarantees strength. Strength facilitates victory in battle. Number, and we have seen some scriptures to that effect. Proverbs 24 verse 10 said, if you faint in the day of adversity because your strength is small. If your joy is not small, your strength can't be small. And if your strength is not small, you cannot be defeated in battle. If your joy is not small, your strength can't be small. And if your strength is not small, you are not defeatable in battle. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 40 shows us how strength belongs to battle. For thou hast guarded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, you have subdued them under me. Joy brings strength. Strength makes you equal to battles. That's why keep you in defeat, he carries your joy. When the devil wants to keep you in defeat, he carries your joy. When the devil wants to keep you in defeat, he carries your joy. If you don't lack strength, you don't end as a casualty of war. Listen to this. Joylessness equals strengthlessness. And strengthlessness equals defeat in battle. Let me say this statement, don't forget it. Joy does not only guarantee victory, it establishes triumph in life. Somebody is saying, what is the difference? Joy does not only guarantee victory, it establishes triumph. Is there any difference between victory and triumph? Very small. Victory is winning the battle. Triumph is keeping the enemy in defeat. There are people moving from victory to victory, but there are those who live in triumph. That is keeping the enemy perpetually under. Establishing the defeat of the enemy. You fell him down, and the referee is counting for him, he couldn't get up. There are people moving from victory to triumph tonight. You have seen victories before, but from this moment you will see the devil permanently under. The forces of hell permanently under. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He caused us to triumph. Not just to be victorious, to triumph. Number three, joy grants access to light, and light disarms darkness. When we talk about light, we are talking about inspiration. Joy grants access to light, and light disarms darkness. When you are in the joyous and excited mood, revelation is cheap to access. Insight is easy to catch. Light is easy to get. In Esther chapter 8 verse 16, they said the Jews had joy, light and gladness and joy. Wherever you see joy and gladness, there you see light, and vice versa. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, therefore, with joy you shall draw inspiration from the wells of inspiration. You shall draw water from the wells of salvation. In the mood of joy, it is easy for God to show you a satanic agenda against your life that you can decapitate. To give you a rema that will amputate the devil's plan. To give you an insight in the climate of joy. But depression, in the atmosphere of depression, the only things people see in depression is oppression. Lion with horn, flying, pursuing him in the night. He's running, shouting, Jesus. He didn't, no answer. Elephant with wing. Somebody say, God forbid. God, you will never see such. Depressed people are easily oppressible. Depression attracts oppression. Celebration brings inspiration. That was why before Elisha could prophesy, he said, bring me a minstrel. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15. Because joy activates the pathways of inspiration. Le carabata ya lo yo son de la You are just enjoying your life, and then your spirit is open. You see one verse of scripture, it appears like fire. Multiplied inside. You lay down your head, the bed turns to Bethel. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Where the angels are ascending and descending and tower up to heaven like Jacob, laying his head on a stone in a pillow in Bethel. I prophesy tonight, somebody's bed, somebody's pillow shall be to them like a Bethel, where inspiration and revelation and light and insight shall flow around you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. One day, I was sleeping. Narekele, narekele mo, narekele, ekele, ekele, narekele mo. I was hearing the song at the distance, and the person leading was leading in our church, and I was sleeping, and I was seeing somebody leading praise worship in our church. And this praise worship that he was leading, I was hearing for the first time. And I say, which praise worship leader is this? And I look close, and it was not one of us. And I heard that sound. And I woke up and I repeated that sound from what I heard. The drum shall sound, the dead in Christ shall arise first, and thus alive shall rise to me the Lord. I'm sleeping, I'm hearing it. Angels, like angels singing. The trap, the dead in Christ, the trap shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise on earth, to me the Lord, right in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. One day, thou shalt stand still, and be no more, when all shall end. One day, eternity shall start for all, both great and small. The trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall arise first, and us arise, shall rise to meet the Lord right in the air. And so I shook, woke up, not it. O Prince of Peace, you are called the Lion of Judah. The one, that's another one. There are those that you came like that. There are those you heard singing, celestial singing. I can assure you it can never happen in the climate of depression. It can never happen in the climate of despair. It can never happen in the climate of gloominess. You are not happy and you have refused to be made happy. Not excited, not exciting, not excitable. If one is not excited, he should be excitable. You are not happy, you should at least be happyable. That is, somebody make attempt to make you happy, you comply. Joy gives access to light. And light disarms darkness any day. We saw that already. Now, to be excited is to be easily lighted. And to be lighted is to be lifted above the night. Say that again. To be excited is to be easily lighted. And to be lighted is to be lifted above the night. To be excited is to be easily lighted, and to be lighted is to be lifted above the night. So, joy preserves you because you get light above darkness. Finally, joy establishes confusion and defeat in the camp of the enemy. It establishes confusion and defeat in the camp of the enemy. Joy, it disarms the enemy, frustrates their agenda. They don't want you to be happy because you're... Okay, let me use the word joy because there is a slight difference. They don't want you to be excited and joyful because your excitement and your joy scatters their agenda. It causes confusion in their camp. It makes it difficult for them to predict you. It makes it difficult for them to predict what is happening around your life. You give yourself away when you carry long face. And that long face equals long journey. You just give yourself away. Oh, what we are doing is succeeding. Let's increase the fire. He has not smiled in the last 7 days. It means the thing is working. It's working. Increase the fire. Increase the charm. Increase the witchcraft. Yes, she's not even greeting people anymore. When you greet, she doesn't respond. Go ahead. Demons, move. Do more work. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. He said in 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 5, when they brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord into the camp of the Philistines, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was coming to the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, were confused, were agitated, aggravated, and they said, God has come into the camp. And it is true, because scripture said, God is gone up with a shout. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, the shout of the praise, midnight praise of Paul and Silas, did not only confuse the devil, it confused the building. It confused the prison. Suddenly there was an earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison was shaken. Immediately all doors were open and every man's bands were loosed. Tonight, I prophesy, I decree confusion in the camps of wickedness. I prophesy confusion in the camps of your enemy. I prophesy confusion in the camps of wickedness. Shout the loudest, amen. That testimony you took about that young man that was traveling and then entered the hotel and the criminals were around. I answered that phone call around 3 a.m. And I said, Pastor, what's happening? And he said, this is what is happening. And the decree was made. I said, you will hear from him in the morning, no scratch. So it was. Anywhere the enemy has ganged up against your life, tonight confusion is released in their camp. Take your seat. If in conclusion, joy brings you into God's presence and God's presence takes you from safety, joy brings you strength and strength makes you to win battles. Joy brings you light and light disarms the powers of darkness. And joy brings you enthusiasm establishes confusion in the camp of the enemy. I heard the story from two different occultic people who were former occultists. One was a former Satanist. They asked them, they say, what are the things that Christians do that you don't want? Say, two of them, among others. One is when they are happy, excited, joyful, when they shout, and then when they speak in tongues. He said it brings confusion into their camps. So can you do this? Those two things. One and two. Hey! Shabagayada balayada hasara. Leke perete sepedaya. Hey! Shabagadagayala. Le parata seke bagadaya. Leke da satarete liperadash. Hey! In Jesus' name. Take your seat. You go and do more of it at home. What is our conclusion tonight? One conclusion, two counsels. One, joy. Is a non-negotiable life and destiny asset that must be maintained at all costs, at all times. Joy, enthusiasm, excitement is a non-negotiable asset of life and destiny that must be maintained at all costs and at all times. What is my counsel regarding maintaining joy? Number one, you must make the choice for joy. Because joy is a choice, not a gift. Nobody is gifted to be joyful or joyous. Joy is a choice to make, not a gift to have. Don't say that I was born like that. If you are born like that, change how you look. You are born like that. Anything is changed. If Jacob can change his birth position from second born to first born, anything is changeable. You are born to move about gloomy and depressed and just frustrated and just harassable, and everywhere you appear, it is like disaster arrived. God forbid. Make the choice. What did that passage we just read, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18? I will rejoice. Yet, I will. It's a choice. I will. Not I am gifted to. I will rejoice. Not because there is even anything happening. The fields are not producing. Nothing is producing, but I will rejoice. Not in my car, not in my wife, not in my husband. I will rejoice in the Lord. Shut up. Make the choice for joy. Not what you have or what you don't have, but what you have chosen to be. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I said, rejoice. One of our young men here asked me, he said, you're always happy, moving about, making people happy. Tell me, what do you do? One of them is the presence of the Lord. Another one is the choice. It's the choice. Don't make any fact of life to to look like a problem. You didn't hear what I said. Fact must be accepted. Problem will be solved. Your father, the person who gave birth to you, your mother, is a fact. The village you came from is a fact. Why was I born from so-and-so place now? I'm angry because of this kind of village I came from. Bad village. What a terrible father and mother I have. I wish another person born me. You see, you are just wasting your life over what is a fact. Why am I tall like this, as if wind would blow me? Accept the fact. You see, God made you like that. Accept the fact. Enjoy the fact. And solve problems. I am too short. Sir, you are complaining too late. It's a fact. I mean, as I grew up, there are things that were facts in my life that I accepted and then turned them into assets. For example, there is nothing I learned growing up from the home I came from that was a challenge. Everything that I told you about how I determined that my marriage would be good. So everything I saw became an asset. It just became an asset. In life, there are things, there are places where you learn this is how to do something. There are other places you learn this is how not to do it. Learning how to do it and learning how not to do it, both of them are very good. Are you following what I'm saying here today? They are both assets. Every time I prayed for somebody and he was not sick, I mean, every time I prayed for somebody who was sick, I made up many years ago, if I prayed for a person, according to scripture, if the person is healed, it shifts me to another level. If a person is not healed, it also shifts me to another level. Another level of aggressivity. Another level of passion for light. Another level of understanding what next to do. You just moves me to another level. I mean, just another level of desperation. Another level of search for God. Am I communicating at all? Look at your neighbor, say, accept the fact. Solve the problem. So you make the choice. You make the choice for joy. The kind of secondary school you went to is a fact. You won't pass that way again. Others went to King's College. You went to Village College. And I can assure you, the college you went to does not determine where you end in life. There was no room for Jesus in the manger when he was born. But he didn't die in the batcher where he was born. Am I communicating at all? So you make that choice. I have one life, no spare life. There is spare tire, but no spare life. And I'll be happy. Number two. Refuse to place your joy in the actions of others. Never allow others to determine your joy. That is, you are over-empowering them. You are over-empowering them. And ruining your destiny. Somebody said to me, he said, He helped his brother, assisted him, invested in the brother, and raised the brother up. Suddenly, the brother decided to become his enemy. He has forgiven him, but he has decided to minimize interaction with him, because interaction with him causes grief. You know the kind of situation where encountering certain people brings, just continuously brings you frustration. The more you want to be friendly, the more they hurt you. And his question is it a sin for me to give him some space? I said to him, the only thing that we are commanded to do is to love people. But be their friend is never a command. Must you be somebody's friend, as friendship is called, before you love them? You can love them from a great distance. Let me tell you something, and I will tell you the truth. Even if it is money that you are collecting, and somebody say, take 500 naira with your big head. And tomorrow, you say, yes, sir, you carry the money, but you are very bitter, very angry. You say, I have some 10,000 for you, please pick it tomorrow. Say, take 10,000 with your liability life. When I was your age, nobody was giving me money. Next tomorrow you return. If you are in your senses, is it not better to starve to death than to collect such a money? That is if not, did not lose. Listen. Whatever you need to do to protect your joy, even if it means rejecting favor, do it. This month will be, is very practical. Practical like last month. Whatever you need to do to ensure your joy. That's why he said, if your hand offend you, cut it. Offend means it irritates you, it provokes you, it aggravated you, it deprives you of the excitement and joy. If you can cut hand, how much more? Am I communicating? Is there anybody who heard something here today? Those of you who are doing courtship now and you are in depression, you haven't married yet, you are suffering depression. What a signature for a lifetime of frustration. You are in depression, in courtship. You haven't married yet. Eh? There is something worse than being single. That is entering a wrong marriage. Take your seat. I think since it is evening mass, let me stop here. Am I communicating? Anything you... Now, you don't hate the person, but his company around your life takes your joy. They are mocking your spiritual life. They don't value your values. Their presence around you reduces your excitement in life. Give them space. And when people do things voluntarily to irritate you, determined to also voluntarily ignore them. Voluntarily ignore the actions and ignore, behave as if they are not catching your attention. Because they, now, All I'm saying to you is, nobody, he said, guard your heart. Nobody can guard your heart for you. Nobody can guard your heart and protect your heart and protect your joy for you. Nobody can do it. And then there are some people who will look at you. They say, why are you smiling all the time? Why are you moving about? You win lottery. There are people like that. Your joy is their anger. And everybody has the right. If you want your face to look like a bulldog that drank poison, you know the face of the bulldog is already fine. Then he drank poison on top. That's right. See that fine boy there? That is what I'm talking about. See the see fine face. If you want your face to look like a bulldog that drank poison, you have the right. But don't force me to look like you. Let me just say it like this. If somebody's saying, calm down, you are too excited, you are too moving about happy, just ask yourself that one question. If the whole world look like this person, if everybody in the whole world is like this, what a world. That depressive, melancholic look that this person wants you to acquire. If the whole world is like this, how will it be? So just let him be. And just move about with your jollification. Move about with your excitement. We only met in this world. Even if you came from the same mother, you jammed in this world. Stand up on your feet. You don't owe anybody any apology for being enthusiastic and positivistic and vibrant and effervescent and boiling like concentrated hydrochloric acid. You don't owe anybody any apology. You don't owe any apology to look up and dress up and look. You don't owe nobody no apology. Anybody can do what they want with their lives. I behave like a little child most times. My wife is aware. We go somewhere and then somebody brought a new shoe and said, this is your shoe, or something like that, or something. I can easily pull the one I'm wearing and wear that one now. One day my wife said, I better start behaving like this man. Because she used to be very conservative. Today is not Sunday now. Today is not this one now. So, you know, I better. Because I think one day we came out suddenly and then met some people or something. And I said, this is why I function like this. Every day is celebration. And then I said, I don't know who I will meet. I am ready to meet any president now. Every single day. And you move like that. And let me tell you something. When you have the right emotion, it will provoke the right motion. The right motions, the right actions, the right manifestations. I'm telling you. If you carry the right, in all probability, when you are excited, excitable, people, you, favors happen. Excited, excitable people connect with you. When you are highly depressed, number one, people run away from you. Number two, depressed people locate you. Because iron sharpens iron. You say, sister, you are so sad. It is well. Me too. Things have not been going well. Praise the Lord. There used to be one guy who used to visit our house in those days. We were maybe 3 or 4 years in town. And this, my girl, was a little tiny baby. And the young man was a bundle of sorrow. He has complained about everybody. And my baby said, Daddy, I don't like this uncle. Little girl about how many years. I don't like this uncle. And if you too see that uncle, you may not like him. He wasn't. He was not likable at all. His face was permanently tight. There was if you talk to him for 10 minutes, 9 over 10 is complaining about one person or the other, people or the other. That guy is alive till today. Should be in his 50s now. No wife, nothing. Nothing. It will be hard to catch him smile. You can even, if you like, bet on it. if he smiles, I give you 10,000. Oh, and you can exchange and say, okay, let us bet. And if he doesn't smile, you give me the 10,000. But something has happened to you. I don't care where you are today. We serve a God who changes times. And it changes season. Joy is part of faith. And I'll talk about that later in the course of this month. It's a faith action. It's not saying that everything is in perfect order. It's not saying that everything is as they are. But it is a tonic of the spirit, an action of faith that just makes you to know that they may not be in order now, but they must be in order. I can't be connected to the living God and die in frustration. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And a living dog is better. Lift your hands, let's stop here. Lift your hands, lift your voice, appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. I press. I shotabio fagadazanita la baradagashadaya. Open your mouth and speak to God. Father, we praise you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a time like this. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. In Jesus' precious name. I want us to take this song. Who will take it? Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. While that song is going on, one of the greatest enemies of joy is guilt. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Guilt is a killer of joy. You are standing here tonight and you are not living right with God. You know God is not happy with you. You know that that there is a way you have lived and God is not happy with you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and run forward quickly. Step to the frontier and let us receive you. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. You want to have your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new season in your life. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly step forward here. I'll give you the count of 7 while that song is on. I'd like you to let loose and go up and tear the devil's kingdom down.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up.
Like us to change level. Just do it for 3 more minutes. How will you dance if your highest expectation this year comes to pass? How will you rejoice if your highest expectation? Choir, you are the one that make that sing for others to dance, right? You won't do standard band. And every one of us here, how will you sing and dance if the year does not end like the devil wants it to end and your expectations come to pass? Dance it now. Let's go.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my souls and I'm free. Everybody, I got my guru, hallelujah, guru. Hey, I got my power, hallelujah. Victory. He has given me victory.
this communion tonight. I declare this communion is your tonic of joy. And your seal of preservation. The Bible said we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Everything that has put your joy under pressure, everything that is a cause of sorrow in your life, I declare it cursed to its roots tonight by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Addiction, sickness in the body, pain, poverty, wretchedness, empty-handedness, every work of diabolism, every satanic evil negative pattern, whatever is in your body, in your life, in your system that my Father in heaven has not planted, I declare it flushed out right now in the name of Jesus. Premature death, untimely death, strange arrows of disease are retrieved and refired back to sender. This communion is your seal of joy, tonic of joy, and seal of preservation for the month of October and the months following. This night, Bethel order of encounters. Overnight, divine revelations, divine interventions, angelic encounters that will turn around your story. That is your portion. In the name of the Father, amen, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat and go ahead and take the communion. After that, we'll get set for the anointing, and then we shall be through. Those in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, hold on first, hold on, communion person, hold on, hold on, hold on, counselor, hold on, hold on, let me speak with them first, hold on, hold on. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. In Jesus' name. Counselors, please quickly go ahead with them and let them know what to do to be established.
Omanchala, odegu degu,
degu degu,
omanchala, odegu degu, omanchala, odegu degu, omanchala, odegu degu, omanchala, odegu degu, omanchala, odegu. Oh yeah, call his name. Oh yeah, call his name. Oh yeah, call his name. Oh yeah, call his name.
A shout of victory. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon these hands. I decree that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So shall it be in Jesus' name. while I pick up your offerings as we honor God, while we get our bottles of oil ready, watching online and the satellite. Your details are on the screen as you are a part of this service. Go ahead and make your honor to God also available through the online media. God bless you and honor you and adore you and lift you up in Jesus' name. Lift up your offerings, tithes, pledges, givens. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg or borrow forever in Jesus' name. Go ahead, celebrate God and drop your hands. Jump up with your bottles of oil with a shout of praise. How many of you can feel the month already? You can feel it. Midday worship's on. Saturday home church in all locations. And Sunday, Holy Ghost service. October Holy Ghost service with the theme Joy. I am the Holy Ghost.
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 Who is I am the Holy Ghost.
I am high on the Holy Ghost.
I am the Holy Ghost.
I am high on the Holy Ghost.
I am the Holy Ghost.
I am high on the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost high is better and heavier than cocaine high. I believe handbills are available. Ushers, you have handbills, please distribute them and use them to invite friends and loved ones. And just let people know that full blast service is on. And I believe that the lockdown is over. Full blast service is on and God is on the throne. We had very explosive healing and deliverance service on Tuesday. Very explosive introduction back to healing and deliverance service. And God was awesome. God who has preserved us so far is preserving us again. Drastic miracles of blindness of all manner took place yesterday, and God is still on the throne and performing miracles. Lift up the bottle of oil. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Father, let the fire flow through this oil. Anything that say you shouldn't be excited, you shouldn't be happy, you shouldn't be joyful, by the reason of this anointing, that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Anything you remember that makes you feel bad, makes you feel sad, by the reason of the anointing, that yoke is broken. Today, I decree this oil becomes a seal of preservation on your head. Every nightmare, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, serpentine spirit, occultic manipulation, dreams of near success syndrome rising to crash, and every form of such demonic orchestration, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke is broken. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. from this moment, be surrounded by fire. And before October ends, your testimony of divine intervention, breakthrough, preservation is confirmed. And so this anointing, this oil is blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Take the oil in your hand, a little of the oil in your hand, and lift up your hand up. And at the count of seven, you place it on your head and scream fire. That is the fire of preservation. Lift it high now. And because we'll be going straight, the Lord bless, keep you, cause his face to shine on you. Lift up your hands. Father, let this seal of preservation happen for everyone here and everyone connected Dunamis worldwide in this preservation service. Receive this seal of preservation at the count of seven. The seal of preservation by fire in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive the seal of preservation. Receive the seal of preservation. Receive the seal of preservation. And go forth and return back with your testimony. And the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And 2020 is our year of supernatural shift that is what? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. God bless you. Celebrate your way. Celebration.